no one in Europe's that consistent that you think they're going to win every time they play. Everyone's got a win or a loss in them. And we've got to make sure, you know, our bad days are not game days. You know, we can train badly on a Tuesday as long as we turn up and play well on a Saturday. So the good thing from our point of view, you know, two games in particular, we've had to really battle and fight for the win. Within that, we've played with some skill at times as well, and executed pretty well. And at times we haven't, but we've still fought back, and it hasn't killed us, hasn't cost us a Test match. You know, we made enough mistakes against France at times to really lose, but we didn't let it happen because we fought our way back into it. And then we took our chances just after half time. So that's what Test match rugby is. It doesn't always, you know, it's chaos at times. You can't predict what's going to happen, and you need to deal with it. And we've done that. You know, we're getting better at dealing with that week in, week out. And this is another one. You know, suddenly there's a big expectation on us to win this game. We're going to have to fight, you know, from the first minutes to the last against Scotland. Really battle, be tenacious. And if we do that, those opportunities will come. Now, last week, Tom Palmer charged the ball down to give us the field position for Benny to score. We'll need someone else to step up and make those sort of plays, whatever it may be. Line-out turnover, scrum turnover, ruck turnover, someone making a line break. Whatever it might be in the course of the game, we'll need to see it and do it. And then, you know, there'll be times when we're under pressure and we'll need to fight them off our line and get out of trouble and all those things. So the mindset's the important thing in rugby. If you have that, you can deal with the strategy and the tactics.